Do you know the story of Aspandiyar Vasali, who told them about Baba? He was one of the boys in the Prem Ashram here. You know that story about boys from Iran and other places had come over here in the school, Prem Ashram boys. So when he grew older, naturally after the school was disbanded and all, they were sent back to their homes. So he went back to Iran and all that. You must have heard the story about him going to the trees. Aspandiyar Vasali had an orchard. Fruit trees were there. Is he still having the orchard there? What?
He still has all the garden.
All the garden is there. Yeah. So when he heard first, of course there was no contact. Then he began to hear that some little things would percolate there to Iran and go there about news about Baba. All the time he was wondering what has happened now, what's happening in India there and all that. He's grown up now. He's a family man now. Married, children and all that. So what happened is that he heard that 1962 Baba is going to give darshan to all his lovers from east and west. There is an east-west gathering. And he longs to be there. So he hears this a year in advance like that. There is going to be a meeting like that. There is going to be a gathering like that. And he is longing to be with Baba. And he writes a very pathetic letter to Baba, wanting to come, but he has not enough money. And what should he do? And his garden, his orchard is such that it doesn't yield much. And he has not any savings or anything of the sort. And he's a poor man, but he longs to come. How many years have passed by? All these years I have been pining for you. Will it be ever possible for me to come and see you once, at least once in my lifetime? And especially at the time when you have called all your lovers, what should I do? So such a letter he sent to Baba in Persian. Aga Baidul was there, he read the letter. And Baba told him, after reading the letter, he says, it's simple. He says, well, he depends on his trees and orchard, fruit trees. Well, tell him that they should yield more so that he can sell more in the market and that he get more money and come here. Simple as that. We all laughed when Baba said that here. We all laughed. It was just taken lightly. Next day when Baba came, Baba asked Aga Baidul, have you written the reply? Said, but you never gave me the reply to write. Didn't I tell you that he should beg of the trees to give yield more fruit so that he can have more money and come here? Right? Beg of them, beg of the trees there. Write a nice letter, say that I love him, I want him to come, but if he has to have money, then he should beg the trees to give yield more fruits so that he can come here. Tell him to do that. So Aga Baidul wrote a nice letter in Persian and sent it there. When he received the letter, he took it seriously. So he read the letter, he would go before each tree and would read the letter, begging the tree to yield more fruit. Another tree, another tree, another tree. And it was in his own words, when he came here, he told us the story that rightly speaking he is here because the trees helped him to bring. At that time, there was such a severe shortage of fruits in the area, in the district, that no orchard yielded fruits. But his orchard yielded such abundance of fruits, the truck people would come and carry all the baskets and all that. So what's the matter? This orchard is a small orchard. From where does the fruit basket come? One after the other, we are taking away so many baskets. Where do they come from? This is from the orchard. And I tell you honestly that it is Baba's grace that I could come here because the trees yielded so many fruits. Yeah, did you hear that story? Yeah. It was in 1962 he came and told us this story.
He was here 10 years ago.
Yeah, he was here. You were here that time. Yeah. Yeah. He again, I made him repeat the story also.
He has such a...
beautiful heart.
Yeah.
Very, like he speaks without speaking.
Yeah.